Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the WBMG Radio Show with your host, DJ Gatsby. We are keeping it real on the air right now. My guest is going to be Eartha Watt Hicks. She's an author out of Harlem. Fantastic talent. Wonderful writer. I think she just called in. Let's see if that's her on the line right now. Eartha, is that you on the line, my sister?
Yes, it is, Jess. Hi, and thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you, too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Miss Eartha Watt Hicks in the building. Yeah, I was kind of worried about you for a minute. I logged online. I'm saying, okay, she's not there yet. Let's give her a minute, you know, to get it together and call in. But thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us, my sister.
No, you're very welcome. You're very welcome.
All right, now, I know you got a lot going on. You got a couple of books that you've written. You have a couple of pieces that you're going to share with us tonight. But I got one question for you before we get started. And this is about your Thanksgiving dinner. What is it you plan on cooking for Thanksgiving dinner?
I'm at my mom's. My mom is the chef.
Oh, your mom's gonna hold it down?
Yeah, she holds it down for a pescatarian, a vegetarian, a vegan, and someone who eats everything.
All right, you know what? Since mom's gonna do it, we got a special. She got a special joint I'm gonna play right now for mom.
Okay.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You name
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You name
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens. For beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, chicken. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, chicken.
You made it!
All right, please.
I love that.
We gotta get the show started off right. It's Thanksgiving tomorrow. You know, I thought I was gonna catch you on the spot telling me what you was gonna cook, what your mom's gonna cook, and you know. You know how mom is. She probably loves to cook and is real proud and happy, you know, to bless everybody with her food on Thanksgiving Day. So that's great.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mom's down in Florida. My mom's back in New York. But she's not cooking. She's like, I ain't cooking. Everybody grown. They better do their own cooking. She getting invited somewhere to go enjoy her Thanksgiving. And, you know, a big shout out to my moms back there in White Plains, New York, moms. I know you might be listening, but even if you ain't, big shout out to moms out there.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your whole family. This is great.
All right. Well, once again, it's DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Grown and Sexy. We get keeping it real on WBMG Radio with my guest, the lovely and talented author and NAACP. Member and game changer. She's a member of the Harlem Writers. You know, before I get into all of that, because you got a long resume, a lot of interesting things that you do and that I know you're very proud of. But I want to ask you real quickly about your latest book. You know, I'm going to talk about your books in a second, but your latest book is the one I really want to talk about. Because we met, a lot of you may not notice that I actually met Eartha. They'll call you Eartha Watt Hicks, Eartha Miss Hicks Watts. They call you, what is it?
Eartha. Oh, well, yeah, Eartha. My friends call me Eartha or LaShawn, which is what my family calls me. So either or, they call me by my middle name.
Oh, okay. We're going to keep it official here. It's going to be Eartha. But anyway,
okay.
I met Eartha back in, was that last year at the Ubawa Book Festival in the Bronx?
Yes, Halloween.
That was last year at the Bronx Museum. Because I was like, was it last year or the year before? So it was last year we met in the Bronx at the Ubawa Book Festival. Big shout out to Danielle Leach, who puts that together every year. You know, she put together a wonderful, wonderful event, man. Big shout out to Danielle. Yeah.
Yeah, most certainly. That was a great event.
Yeah, I met you at that event, and, you know, I was very impressed by, you know, your presence there. You know, you guys spoke on the panel. I had a chance to take a picture with you, talk to you briefly about your books, and you even came on camera to kind of promote the event and give me a little shout out. Now, at that event, the book that you had, was that Love Changes, right?
That was Love Changes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, because I've seen that book since, and when I go on Amazon, I get confused sometimes because I've seen it, and I'm like, okay, is this the original? Is this a remake? Is it part two? Tell us a little bit about Love Changes and the evolution of that book, because it's a lot going on with that book.
Yes. Love Changes is a complete standalone novel, and it has 56 chapters to it with a music index, a reading group guide, and an excerpt from the next release. Now, that particular novel took me roughly 12 years to write and publish. I wrote it myself, published it myself, did the layout and the graphic design on it, and I published it myself, did it myself, and when I was focusing on writing it, I always anticipated that it was going to be the writing that was going to sell the book. Let the writing sell the book. That was just my whole concept, and I was sticking to it. But readers are visual, and with my original cover, which was sketch art, it was very nicely done, but not so many readers were feeling the sketch art. So at the Congressional Black Caucus, I sat down with Omar Tyree, and he sort of, you know, gave me a few quick tips in about maybe 45 minutes, and from that came the different cover. And then I had also spoken to a couple of other authors who were telling me to sell it in parts or serialize it. So you'll see it serialized as Who is Mia, Who Loves Mia, and Is There Enough of Mia to Go Around, which is the whole entire 56 chapters. And when I serialized it, I was able to drop the price, you know, for the first chunk of it for 99 cents and then the next chunk of it for $2.99, because those serial versions of it don't have the song lyrics, because I quoted lyrics from three songs: Keep On Moving by Soul to Soul, Same Place, Same Time by Crystal, and Be Happy by Mary J. Blige, which is in the original paperback novel, and it's also in the Kindle version of Love Changes, which are more expensive. But when you start quoting song lyrics, you have to find those music publishers, get permission, and you have to pay them in order to use their lyrics. And that fee only goes for a certain number of copies. So so in the other versions for 99 cents, and, you know, every so often I'll do a free promotion, I can't do the lyrics in those versions because then I would use up the copies that I'm allotted for the fee that I paid. So that's why there's so many variations of it. There's the art cover, which is the original paperback in red, and then there's the white cover with the girl in the poses. And those two are the exact same book, and the serial version, Who is Mia, Who Loves Mia, is the same story without the song lyrics. But to make up for the fact that there are no song lyrics in it, I put special features throughout those two Kindle versions.
Wow. Okay, well, needless to say, I'm even more confused than I was before you answered that question. But at least now when I go online to Amazon or, you know, readers call me or book club members call me and say, hey, you know, how do I figure out which book to get? What is your answer? Because you're right. There is the red cover, and there is, you know, the original Love Changes cover with like an award banner or something on it, and then there's Who is Mia. So which one book would you recommend readers buy in order to get the most out of the experience of the Love Changes project?
Okay, if they like paperbacks, I suggest the white copy of Is There Enough for Me to Go Around, Love Changes, which is the full standalone novel with complete with everything, and it's as a paperback, it's beautifully done. And I can't really stress or even explain it. They have to see it for themselves. And if they're
I was already confused. And your answer explains it to me. But again, I wouldn't know which one to get in order to get the full experience from that project that you did. The one you just mentioned, I think, is the one I would recommend to, you know, readers or DJ Gas and Book Club members who asked me about that book. Because when I announced you were going to be on the show and I started doing the promotions, you know, people were like, okay, yeah, who is she? You know, what books does she write? And I was like, go to Amazon.com after Watt Hicks. And then it came back to me with that question. Now, that book originally, I mean, I don't know when it came out, but when I looked at it on Amazon, it says February of 2014. Is that the original release date of that book?
No, the original release date is May. No, this one with the white, done in white, the original release is February 2014. So the copy.
Oh, that's the one.
Right. Right, but the same book with the red cover was released in May, but it was difficult to sell because of not everyone was feeling the cover design. So I changed the
red
artwork.
I don't want to confuse anybody. I don't mean to cut you off, by the way. But I don't want to confuse anybody with that cover. You know, because sometimes when you have the same book with a different cover, people are still confused. You'll tell them, and then they'll still think there's something different. But the one that you just mentioned. Is There Enough of Me to Go Around? That's the one. And it got great reviews on Amazon, by the way. That's the other reason why it caught my eye with that book. Very rarely do you see a book, you know, with, 85% five-star book reviews, USA Online Book Club, Tamika Patrice Kane. I can go on and on about the people who actually read and reviewed that book. It's a very, very distinguished list of reviewers who actually reviewed that book. Now that was your first foray into writing. You said it took you 10 years.
Yes.
How does it take you 10 years? Because of the complicated way you published, or it was just a project that just took you a long time to do?
For one, it was I never wrote a novel before that. That was my first novel. And then I went in, and the careers that some of these characters have, we have an orthopedic surgeon in there, we have a stock analyst, we have a record label gopher, a hair salon owner. Now, there are certain things that I was exposed to. A beauty salon, I could, you know, talk about it all day, but I was not a stock analyst. I was not an orthopedic surgeon, and I went in as if I was all of these different people when I initially had no clue as to what they did and how they did it. So it took me a lot of years of research and reading different books. And I must have read like 15 books on Wall Street and stock analysts and Peabody
and
what was going on in 1995. So,
So you did a lot of research to add to the realism and of the book. So, you know, when you introduced these characters, you actually knew who they were, what they did, and you were able to describe them in the book in a professional manner. All right, I get that. Now, the other question is, why did you take it to the next level, you know, with the song lyrics and these other aspects of the book once it was published? Because I've never really, I mean, I've seen interactive books on Kindle platforms.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, you mentioned a lot of aspects to this book.
In 1990, I had been writing songs since I was about 13 years old. So in 1990, the idea came to me that it would be a really wonderful thing to have a book with a music soundtrack. And I had the idea in 1990, but I didn't know how to write fiction. So the motivation behind writing the fiction was to release a companion music soundtrack. And right now there's one song on Amazon.com and also on iTunes. It's called Baby, You're the Only One for Me, and there's a number four in it. So that was the music soundtrack was the inspiration behind writing the novel, and then the story itself was inspired by songs that were popular in the 80s and 90s.
Well, I can definitely share some information about that, because I'm going to do a little piece on my blog about this interview, because I'm learning a lot about you that I didn't know that's really not in your bio, and I want to share some of that. Now, you know, we didn't really do your bio when we started the show, because I wanted to talk about the book first. But you were doing a lot in addition to being a writer, I believe, before, during, and since you actually started publishing the books. I see here that you're a freelance writer who blogs for futureexecutives.org, and your articles have appeared in several online publications, including the UrbanBookSource.com, Harlem World Magazine, and Cultivating Our Sisterhood International Association. It said that you're a songwriter, you have a music publisher, you're registered with ASCAP. How did that become about? You know, because that's something different about you that I didn't know. You know, when did you join ASCAP, and, you know, when did you start writing songs and publishing music?
Okay, I had begun writing songs when I was about 13. And so it was, songwriting was more or less a dream of mine for the longest. And I tried to get those songs placed with an artist or a group and get them on the radio. And that's the difficult part. And over the years, I had acquired this pretty large song catalog, and I just wasn't able to get a song placed. And then I had a meeting with April Harris, formerly of the group Seduction. She was, at the time in the 90s, she had founded or put together an all-girl funk band, and I had written a song for them called Wind Me Up. And they loved the song, and they toured with the song up and down the East Coast for the festival circuit, and that earned me membership into ASCAP.
Wow. So that's how you got the membership in it. You know what? We got to give you a round of applause for that. That's huge right there.
Thank you.
All right, now I'm going to talk to you more about your books. I got to give my birthday shout outs real quick. Big shout out to my Facebook friends whose birthday is today: LaWanda Kelly Gamble, my man DK Walker, my good friend Sharon Seward back in New York, David Hines, Juanita King, Angela Forte. Happy birthday to Carol Charles, Tiny Deborah Chisholm. They're saying good. And my boy back there up in Spring Valley, New York, Big Dog Rottweiler, all those people are huge fans and friends of mine, and they're celebrating birthdays. Big shout out and happy birthday to all of y'all.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. And you know what? I still can't forget that. You know, Thanksgiving.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
I surely see this. Big shot. Yeah, listen, I love that song. I'm a DJ. I love that song. I've gotten to play it somewhere. Yeah, I haven't did no gigs, you know, since I heard it. I'm like, man, I'm about to tear that joint. I'm about to drop a bomb on that song right there. I was online watching the challenge. You know, I love Shirley Caesar. She's a phenomenal gospel singer, phenomenal singer as well. And for her to, you know, for them to, you know, kind of mix down one of her gospel songs to, like, you know, like an R&B joint. They got Fat Man Scoop in there, you know, shouting out something is real, real cool. Once again, it's WBMG Radio. We're keeping it real with our guest, Eartha Watt Hicks. She's in the building from Harlem, New York. My sister, thank you for joining us today. You know, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. I know you got a lot to do, probably get ready for that. But thank you so much for being with us. Now, you explained to me about your music producing credits. You also explained your first book. You had some other associations, and you worked with some other organizations that I found very, very interesting in reading your bio. the one you are recognized as a literary game changer by New York City chapter of the NAACP, and you presented with the Just Read Award in the fiction category. Your work with the Harlem Writers Guild, you know, your education, you know, honors graduate at the SUNY New York, Old Westbury.
Mm-hmm.
You've been very, very busy doing a lot of things. You're a mom, editor and director of the publications, Cultivating Our Sisterhood International Association. Where do you find time to stay focused, you know, and with your music, the books, and all of these, you know, outside ventures? You know, where do you find the time and inspiration, man, to stay with this, to stay focused?
Well, I had very little sleep for the past few years.
Okay.
And as far as, like, prior to that, I would wake up early mornings and do the writing. And I would also walk around with index cards. So I had index cards in my pocket, and I would make use of that time online at the bank, online at the post office, online at the supermarket. I would, you know, pull the cards out my back pocket and just get to scribbling. And that's where it all fit in those little pockets of time that would normally go to waste. You know, I would write in those moments, and whatever I had on those cards went into the computer first thing in the morning.
You know, I saw a meme actually on Instagram that says, you know, don't lose some of your best ideas, write them down. And I actually shared that, and that is true. You know, I heard that from a motivational speaker so many years ago, when they say whenever you have an idea, a dream, an inspiration, or a thought, write it down. And they don't care if it's the middle of the day, middle of the night, you wake up, you're supposed to write those things down and try to stay on top of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I see how that's one way of getting it done. That's
mm-hmm.
one way of staying on top of it. Now, you know what? There's something else I want to ask you. So we've got some questions and stuff that's not going to be related to books and some of the topics that we talk about. So I'm going to ask you real quick these questions, and you're just going to share with them. We're going to get back to your books and some other things before we end the show. Now, what is your favorite TV show?
Oh, right now it's Power.
Oh, Power, that's a movie produced by 50 Cent?
Mm-hmm. It is very intriguing. It's just, and it's awful that I love it so much, because it's, you know, I'm gasping every episode. But it's,
you know, a lot of times writers and people who write or authors, they admire a lot about movies and television. So that's
mm-hmm.
good. You probably like the script. Listen, what is your favorite movie?
Love and Basketball.
Love and Basketball. We're taking it back to the 80s now. Is that the 90s?
That's the 90s.
I like that movie. All right. And your favorite sports team?
My favorite sports team, I would have to say, is I'm really, really not into sports.
Wait a minute, you're a New Yorker. Wait a minute, that's not fair. You're a New Yorker now. You got to claim somebody. Giants, Jets, Mets, Knicks, you know, come
on. I'll claim the Knicks.
All right, okay. You claim the Knicks?
I claim
you
the Knicks,
Knicks,
yeah.
Knicks, you could have said Brooklyn Knicks.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
I'm going to blame your inbox later. Like, what? The Knicks? All right.
Uh-huh.
Listen. The other thing now, the question is celebrity gossip. Nobody
uh-huh.
really cares about celebrity gossip, but people are always talking about celebrity gossip. I really don't. But
mm-hmm.
for the sake of the show, I am. Now, did you hear about the nervous breakdown that Kanye West has had? He was on stage saying he hates
mm-hmm.
Jay-Z and this and that, and he canceled a 21-city tour worth millions and millions of dollars, and you're getting himself some help. Did you hear about that?
I've heard about it. I hadn't actually seen the actual footage of it, but I saw the footage of Snoop Dogg's reaction to the actual footage.
Yeah.
But
so what do you think about you know, celebrities and artists and famous people when they go off the rails like that? They kind of lose their mind, have nervous breakdowns and things like that. I know stardom and fame can do strange things to people, but
mm-hmm.
for Kanye West, brilliant dude, Nobody knows what's going to happen to him. I'm praying for him that he's all right because, you know, I love my people. But what do you think about just celebrities and gossip and things like that happen? And you can talk about him if you want.
I feel that celebrities, for what they contribute as far as their art, their performance, their talent, their skill, and they do earn quite a big grip of money, but they lose their privacy. And we all have our moments, but when we have our moments, it's not a camera in our face. So it's really, really unfair, the scrutiny that they're placed under trying to earn that money, but it's a sacrifice. They knew that going in, but you don't realize when you're going in and when you have that dream that life is going to happen, and when life does happen, there's going to be a camera right in your face.
Wow. Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, I a lot of people on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram share a lot of personal things and share a lot of the pain and happiness that goes on in their lives. But again, yeah, it's when you are a celebrity, when you are in the spotlight and you know, you stay busy because you got to keep earning that money, it does take a toll. It does take a toll. All right.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to get back to the book. One more question to you. The presidential election that just took place, Donald Trump, president-elect, is going to be sworn in January. How has the fact that he is going to be our next president affected you? I mean, it's probably not affected your personal life, but, you know, as an American citizen, you know, an African-American woman in America with a man like that being president, how does that make you feel? How has that affected you? You know, what do you have to say about the situation?
I'm sick. I'm sick. I thought it was a bad dream. I was hoping it was a bad dream, but it wasn't. And I'm hoping that the Electoral College will come in on December 19th and do a flip-flop.
Yeah, I've noticed that they've been having a call for that, and they're taking signatures, and it has been done before. And whatever situation that they had to kind of initiate it, I think this is one that's definitely worth looking at with all the protesters against him. But that's very interesting that you bring that up, that that you are hoping that that's basically our last chance to block his presidency. So,
right. so you're
supporting that Electoral College people vote against him when it's time to pledge their delegates. You saying they should vote against him?
I'm hoping so.
Wow. Well, that definitely would be something very, very interesting for all of us. But wouldn't it be strange with everything that's taking place, man? Wouldn't it be strange? All right, that was our hot topic with author Eartha Y. Pitts. And thank you for taking time out to talk about our hot topics here on the show. You have another book. And I don't know if this is older or new, because I get a chance to follow up on it too much. But it's another book that I've seen. I think it came out in August. My Off the Wall Creative Writings, the graffiti book. Tell us about that book and how it came about.
Graffiti Mural is a collection of poetry and short stories, personal essays, and even some of my song lyrics that were not published. And it's all compiled into an e-book. Paperback should be available by the end of the year. But it's roughly maybe 120 pages. And it's pretty sassy because I have all kinds of stories in here from fiction. An offtake from Love Changes with the Rommel character at his worst day at work. And one of my favorite stories, which is Converse, which is about a young man looking for love on the internet who doesn't disclose to the young lady that he has a disability. And and then there are several true pieces that just slice of life pieces that I share along with my poetry.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was looking at the synopsis for the book. It seems very interesting. It's a little different. When I read it, I was like, okay, poetry, lyrics, lyrical rant, steps, truth and unimagined. I said there's a different side of her that I didn't really get when I met you. And I think I read and reviewed Love Changes but it's something that I'm really interested in reading. Now, when I spoke to you before the show, you said, you asked me if I would like to have you read a piece or excerpt from your book. The answer to that is yes. And I want you to do that before we go. But I got one question to ask you, and it's nothing to do with anything. Floppy hats. I've seen a lot of pictures with you with these floppy hats on, and I've seen a lot of women wearing floppy hats. What is with these big floppy hats? Am I like, you know, back in the 70s, or just something that's hip and trending now? I really like them, but, you know, it was on my mind, and it is my show. So I'm going to ask you, what's with the floppy hats?
Well, the floppy hats are a throwback to my mother and my great aunt, who always loved the floppy hats. And also here in New York, we have an annual party where we all wear the floppy hats. So I don't have just one that I wear just for that event. I wear quite a few floppy hats. So
I've seen about three or four in the pictures that we.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, every time I've seen you, you probably had one on. But I just had to ask you about that. Now, is your piece, have you prepared a piece for us tonight, or is there something that you want to read or share with us before you go?
Yes. I have a poem called Beautiful People, and it's in Graffiti Mural, and I'll read a piece of it now. Beautiful people, we stand out, overdue, emboss our stamp on simple, reimagine, reinvent. Invigorate. Look now, it's unrecognizable. We refuse to be outdone. With genius encrypted genetics, we expose mediocrity, surpass the incredible. Shock. Our efforts built this entire world. Shake it, make it crane its neck, mock, but ultimately mimic our best, even in the absence of respect. Side note, some stargazers pretend they don't see Venus. That's okay, honey, they can watch Uranus. Only when thoroughly impressed with the compliments, nice, tight, sick, slip, ever slip past the lips of those with thick skin the color of crude oil. We are boldly critical, blame the beauty of our try, ascribe the might of our maker, but don't deny.
Wow. Okay, all right. I like that right there.
Thank you.
I like that. You know, I'm listening to the similes and metaphors and you said if they can't see Venus, you can see your man. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. I got to be quiet. I don't want to interrupt her while she's doing a piece. But I like that. I like that line.
Thank you.
I like that line right there. All right, Erica, as you know, the show is only 30 minutes. It's been a ball talking to you. You know, again, I met you in the Bronx at the Bobby Festival. We didn't get a chance to talk much, so we definitely hit it off. And I was like, all right, I get my show going back. I want to make sure I get her on. And thank you so much, man, my sister, for coming on with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you so much, Jeff, and enjoy that turkey.
Absolutely. Now, is there anything you want to say to anybody out there who may be listening, you know, this Thanksgiving, you know, words of inspiration or encouragement or just shout-outs to anybody before we go?
Yeah. You know, this holiday season, this Thanksgiving, we had a lot on us with these elections and them wearing down our nerves and having us argue with people we shouldn't even be arguing with. But just make sure this holiday season, this Thanksgiving and Christmas, Kwanzaa, that we appreciate those who matter most and those who we live for, because that's what life is all about.
Wow. That was deep right there. For people that want to buy your books and or follow you on social media, can you just give them, you know, some, you know, a little heads up on a website or your social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or things like that?
Yes. My website is www.earthatone.com. My name is Eartha with an A, and it's Eartha Tone, T-O-N-E.com. If you sign my guest book, and include your email. Whenever I run a promotion, I can send you an email and let you know, get a first crack at it. I'm on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, under Eartha Watts Hicks, Love Changes. I also published a young lady by the name of Miriam Kelly Ferguson, whose book Weaver is actually brilliant. And her name, again, is Miriam Kelly Ferguson, and her book is Weaver. And if you go to Amazon and put Eartha Tone, in the search window, mm-hmm. like all the titles should just pop right up and you can choose whichever one. And I'm also
okay.
on Facebook, www.facebook.com/EarthaWattsHicks.lovechanges. Or you can just join me on Facebook. And Instagram
right. well,
at EarthaTone.
Cool.
And Twitter. Everything is at EarthaTone. So.
All right, so that's www.earthatone.com. All right, you can definitely mm-hmm. follow me on the Facebook. And again, I'm going to have that blog piece that I'm going to do, and I'll have all the social media links as well. Again, ladies and gentlemen, WBMG Radio with your boy DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Grown and Sexy, the voice of Urban Lit. We're keeping it real with Harlem's finest, Miss Eartha Watts Hicks, in the building. Eartha, thank you so much, my sister.
Oh, you're very welcome, Jeff. Thanks again.
Definitely looking forward to reading. Yeah, and everybody out there, go check out that graffiti mural. That's her new book with poetry and some other things in there. And don't forget to support this sister in every way you can. It's all love in the black community. We love our artists, we love our music, and we definitely love our writers. So, Eartha, God bless, and happy Thanksgiving, my sister. And keep in touch. We got to get you back on the show again real, real soon.
All right. Thanks again.
thank you. And again, y'all already know tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram,
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. DJ Gatsby. Don't forget to join me every Wednesday, every Friday at 6:30 p.m. for Keeping It Real at WBMG Radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/thespotlight. Don't forget to check out WBMG Publishing. That's my publishing company and all the hot books we got out. Make sure you get The Good and the Bad by George Lyon Cash. Also, check out that Money by Blood and 845 by Baby Boy. And the new release, WBMG Publishing, the latest book by author George Lyon Cash, The Prison Life. Peace. I love you. God bless. And happy Thanksgiving.
Love. I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You made it.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, raw. Beans, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken, turkey. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, raw. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You made it.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens, potatoes, beans, 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 greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken, turkey. Beans, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken.
You made it. You made it.
Keeping it real. So we know what it is. Every Wednesday, every Friday, 6:30 p.m. right here, baby.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You made it.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken, turkey. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You made it.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens, potatoes. Beans, 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 potatoes, tomatoes, chicken.